G'day, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Shark Bites on the Scouting Australia podcast, powered by Australian Property Scout Buyers Agency. I'm your host, Sammy Gordon, and today, guys, we're going to be chomping down on this week's long format with Big Jimmy Ibrahim and Jackie Skeen on how to select an elite property manager. All right, guys, bite number one. Always try and get a recommendation for someone good in terms of this property management perspective from someone you know that's invested in the area before and that you trust. So typically, if you go into an area, you know, you might, especially if you've used a buyer's agent, taking the buyer's agent's recommendation is typically the best port of call here as well, especially if they literally manage properties for this person themselves and manage many for their team. It can be a really good way to leverage on an already existing relationship that's there. It's also similarly fine to try and check around and see who's got a rep for being a bad buyer's agent, a bad property manager in the area as well, so you can avoid the bad ones out there if you don't have any specifically good recos as well. Point number two, be wary of property managers who won't push the envelope with rents and be trying to push for good, solid, top dollar rent, or at least as a minimum to try and keep your market rents in line with that market rent. So look, I'm a big believer if you've got a really good tenant, and you're going for a release, I'm always a big believer in keeping them slightly below market rent because it's going to keep them happy. And it's still an increase for you, you know, still an increase coming through, but it's going to keep a really good tenant happy. And, you know, if you guys are going through and doing releases and having to do new leases and paying new leasing fees, re-lending fees, and also having that little period of vacancy, you're going to lose more there than trying to look after an existing tenant, get a good tenant, retain them at slightly below market rent. If you have an agent there, a property manager there, who's not looking to keep it in line with market rent, and this is something you have to really keep on top of early when you go with someone new, it's typically a sign of a lazy agent, you know, or one that doesn't care. Well, a lot of the time, they aren't incentivized. If it's not a BDM or if it's not a business owner or something, they may not be really incentivized to be doing it. So they're not going to have that hard conversation for you. So sometimes you have to keep on top of it and make sure they're doing it until you can trust them that they're going to do it ongoingly as well. Point number three, the big question to always ask is who's actually going to be managing the property. You know, it might be the BDM or it might be the owner or the licensee that's actually signing you on, but chances are they're probably not going to be the ones that are going to be actually managing and looking after that property for you as well. So something that you really want to know and be aware of, who is actually going to be managing that property for me. Point number four, ask the property manager, are there any kickbacks with their trades and who they're going to be recommending the jobs for to you as well? This can be a big one for people who don't really know what's going on, or you may be new to the game. If you haven't been through this before, it is a pretty old trick in the book, especially for property managers. They just go send out their one trade. They bring you back your quote. There might be 100, 150, 200 bucks, you know, built in, a bit of fat built in on top. It's always good to be really, really super aware of this to make sure, you know, the property manager isn't taking a clip on top at your expense. Bite number five. Guys, a quick one that I obviously Jackie was talking about as well is like, what's the team structure and who are you actually going to be working with? How many people am I going to have to work with as well? Are you working with one individual that's looking after the whole thing, or are there going to be multiple people, and who are those people and how much experience do they have as well? So different property managers in different areas will have their different way of doing things. I personally am a fan of someone who manages an entire, you know, the entire journey the whole way through. It's easier on my end just to have one person to deal with, but different good teams can sometimes have that as well. So something to, I guess, be aware of with that as well. One of the other things there that Jackie threw in as well was in terms of lease renewals, how are they going through and actually justifying the price they're coming back to you with the lease renewal or going up for market rent or trying to bring that current lease in line with market rent. How are they coming to that figure? They're not just coming to you with a $5, $10 a week increase, especially at the moment. This is a big thing, guys, interest rates have risen rapidly. You want to make sure your rents are keeping line with market rent. You're not copping a hit because of a lazy property manager. You really, really want to make sure, like, how are they coming up with this figure? And then working off the back of that as well. When you first start out, it can be really good and really worthwhile to actually check your market rents in the area to make sure you're not being taken advantage of a lazy agent there, and they're keeping those in line with market rent too. The easiest way to do this is you ask them to say, you know, can I see some evidence? Can you, you know, send me a CMA, send me some comparables that are similar to this to make sure that they're seeing what you're seeing and that they're getting market rent or getting as close to it as possible for you as well, especially on those releases. Bonus bite on this, guys, as well. If you put your property up for lease, generally you get two figures, you know, from your property manager. And we do this as well. When we appraise properties for clients, we get two figures. You get a low rent, which you know you can get, and you get a high rent, which they'll shoot for and hopefully we can get. But the bonus bite on this, it's always sweet to have a crack at that top end rent. But be really realistic with, like, if you don't get it in the first 7 to 10 days max, adjust your rent accordingly, bring it back to where that market rent most likely is, which more than likely is at that lower appraised rent. Bring it back to that so you can lease it quickly. For every week of vacancy you have, it might be $400-$500 a week that you're literally dollar out of your pocket to try and chase maybe an extra $20-$30 a week. And a lot of the time it actually works out a lot more disadvantageous to take that on than to drop it after 7 to 10 days, get it leased quickly, don't allow your listing to go stale. And it's almost always a better option to go down that route. And a good property manager will be able to guide you down that, but don't let someone try and be a hero and keep it up at top rents for a month. And don't try and be a hero yourself to get top rents in that situation as well. If the market's telling you you can't lease it for that right now, drop it down, get it leased, move on. Don't be slow to react with that, guys, because the cost of vacancy will 100% outweigh that extra little bit. Bite number six, be wary of trying to negotiate a quality property manager down. You know, so it was like what I was saying before, someone who is recommended to you as well, be really wary of trying to do this. For me personally, it's pretty much the only thing in my life I don't really negotiate on. I negotiate on bloody everything. Property management is one of those things where if someone deserves a certain amount, like if someone's doing that level of work, I'm happy to pay a property manager accordingly, because I know they're going to get me above market rents. I know they're going to lease something quickly and look after it properly, as opposed to someone that's going to try and negotiate them down and everything. A good property manager is worth their weight in gold. So don't try and underpay them, you know, on that, in that sense, because a great property manager will get you a lot more than someone who's going to be either negotiated down or someone that will sign on at a low rate. To put it into consideration as well, you know, let's say you pay an extra 1% for someone like Jackie over some average agent out there, an extra 1% on a $400 a week rental, it's $4 a week, right? It's $200 a year, 2%, even 2%, someone's trying to really undercut her, it's $8 a week. Or $400 a year. Literally, all she has to do is get you an extra $5 or $10 a week and you're in front. If she gets you 20, you're way in front. And the quality of experience will be a lot better. You're actually going to have someone you're going to be able to get on the phone and do business with as well. So I guarantee you, you're going to be a lot better off in that instance. You get someone good, recommended, and they're a little bit more expensive. Normally, they're that little bit more expensive for a reason. It's that old saying as well, guys, you know, don't cost yourself serious dollars, you know, by trying to count your pennies and I don't know, whatever the bloody saying is, but just be wary on that. Don't shoot yourself in the foot going down that route. Bite number seven, really go through your management agreement and check what's in there. Are they charging you the rate, you know, that you've been quoted, or is there a huge amount of ancillaries on top? Or like your lease renewal fees are normal, but in terms of like every time they visit the property or all those different little things. Whenever something has to be actioned, you want to make sure they're not charging you for everything. So it's really good to understand what your rate actually is, and don't be taken advantage of in that sense. WA is very bad in this sense as well, guys. So typically in WA, we look for all-inclusive rates because it is quite a bad, you know, way that they, in my opinion, that they run the operations over there. So if you buy over there, or you're buying over there, or you've bought over there, go have a look in your management agreement and just make sure you're not being taken advantage of with that. Or you check your annual statement, you see what is annual monthly statement and see what's coming in as well. Bite number eight. Guys, this was a great one from Jackie. Jimmy and I never really even thought about it or looked into it before. When you're looking for a new property manager, check the days on market for that agency. You know, obviously, guys, this is going outside of APS and using us, and we obviously give you the great recommendations and everything as well. But if you're going outside of that and you really need to do your DD across all this stuff, it can really, really make or break your journey. But with this, you can go onto realestate.com. You can go to the agency section. In the leasing tab, you can go to the agency section and have a look at how many the average days on market is to lease a property in that area. It can be a really good way of seeing someone who might overshoot an appraisal just to get a listing, same from a sales perspective, and then not be able to actually lease it as well. So it can be a really good indicator on how quickly someone can really turn leases around for you. Bite number nine, guys, the final bite. Everything in property management is a negotiation, right? And great property managers understand this. And I'm talking about from them, the great property managers. They negotiate everything. So they negotiate trades for you. They'll be negotiating leases for you. A big thing that, Jimmy and I love about Jackie, she literally will negotiate leases up. Like, she'll advertise a price and get more than that price for us as well, which is crazy, but obviously massively appreciated from our end. So a good property manager should really be in your corner working hard, not just being... not just being a passenger, not just cruising, $5 a week increase, you know, bullshit. Like, what's actual market appraisal for this thing? You want someone who negotiates for you on everything in this sense. So that's what you want to really be looking for, and you want someone who's going to work hard for you in that sense as well. And that's it, listeners. A wrap for another Shark Bites Ep. Thanks once again for tuning in. If you took some value, please send it on to someone that you know, someone who you think might take some great value out of this episode, and keep building your inner circle, you know, of like-minded individuals around you that are operating the same way and thinking the same way as you. That's what you really want to build. It's going to really help you on your journey. So keep, you know, sending this to people you think you can really benefit. I know a lot of people out there are telling me it was the best thing they ever did was sending it to this person or that person. Now they're having high-level conversations around all this stuff, and really obviously diving into the strategy and the way that we operate as well, and the way that our methodology is around investing too. So keep sending it on, guys. Keep building, you know, our community, your community, the full inner circle influence. Keep it going, guys. And until next week, another episode of Shark Bites.